W Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, top New Jersey officials say they'll continue their fight against congestion pricing despite the MTA's approval of the plan on Wednesday. The MTA has greenlighted a controversial plan to charge motorists $15 to drive their cars into Manhattan below 60th Street. Governor Murphy is calling it a blatant cash grab that discriminates against Jersey drivers. He's suing and is not backing down despite the fact that the MTA's 110 toll readers are in place for a mid-June start. Congressman Josh Gottheimer says, quote, buckle up for the lawsuits and the public outrage because no one messes with Jersey. The man charged with killing three family members in Pennsylvania before fleeing to Trenton made his first court appearance.
Appearing virtually in Superior Court in Mercer County on Wednesday, 26-year-old Andre Gordon did not enter a plea and waived his right to contest pretrial detention. He will remain behind bars until his trial. Authorities say Gordon carjacked a vehicle in Trenton on the morning of March 16th and then drove to Bucks County, where he fatally shot his stepmother, his sister, and the mother of his children. He was arrested in Trenton hours later. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Donald Trump is honoring a fallen NYPD officer. Trump attending police officer Jonathan Diller's wake on Long Island today. The former president said it was a sad event and called for law and order. The 31-year-old officer was shot and killed Monday during a traffic stop in Queens. Meantime, there's a major fundraiser for President Biden tonight at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. Biden will be joined by former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, with many celebrities joining them on stage like Queen Latifah. Talk show host Stephen Colbert will be the evening's moderator. The centerpiece of the event is being called an armchair conversation with Biden, Clinton, and Obama. To help close the gap in self-health care and improve health outcomes, Englewood Health implemented its overdue screening mammogram campaign in 2023, which used two-way text message reminders for women who were overdue for their breast screenings. The method proved effective, says Executive Vice President Helene Woke.
The text ultimately gets more attention than maybe crowded inbox in our email or snail mail. I think it raises that level of urgency, and particularly when it's focused on your health, that would capture your attention, and I think this study proves that.
She says not only does the text remind women to schedule their overdue mammograms, but it also includes a link, making it easy for self-scheduling appointments. Is your kid involved in youth sports, from parents behaving badly on the sidelines to kids feeling pressure to play through injuries? Today's young athletes are facing more than just performance anxiety. We've put together the Garden State's top youth sports experts, coaches, and medical professionals for a discussion about the issues facing today's young athletes. You can watch it tonight, 7 p.m. on our Facebook page, nj1015.com, or you can listen on New Jersey 101.5. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 47 points at 39,807. Is flooding an issue with today's rain? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
It's time to get away. Get away. It's your chance to win a free spring getaway to Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Atlantic City.
This hour's code word is TRIP. T-R-I-P. TRIP.
Enter this code word right now on our New Jersey 101.5 app to win. Good luck from New Jersey 101.5.
Still really rough on the New Jersey Turnpike. Both spurs to the car in the truck lanes down to Newark and Elizabeth. The crash finally removed from the car lanes over by exit 13. Now we've got trouble on the northbound Turnpike on the truck lanes approaching exit 10. That's a crash, and it's the left lane that's blocked off. 287, big northbound slowdowns at exit 7 to 13. Adds an extra 7 minutes to the ride. Parkway's been very busy northbound out of Clark, back up towards Union. More slowdowns the route to Bloomfield. Southbound in pockets between exit 89 and 82. You've got Parkway delays as well. Well, leaving New Jersey up to 40 minutes for the upper deck of the GW Bridge, 30 minutes for the lower level, close to a half an hour at the Lincoln Tunnel. An accident blocks one lane on the ramp from the New Jersey Turnpike on the eastbound 495 coming off of the Eastern Spur, and the Holland Tunnel close to a 20-minute delay. Tom Rivers, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. It's tough at 295 southbound and northbound at exit 32 to exit 26. It'll rob about 15 minutes of your life. And 42 is northbound slow at the Atlantic City Expressway with right lane repairs. Right lane repairs of an accident scene. Hey, 130 around Collingswood is also going to be packed from Black Horse Pike through to Market Street. It's just a lot of volume. And New Jersey fast traffic is every 15 minutes. Next report at 518 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Even if your drains don't seem to be clogged, there could still be major threats in the main line under your home. Guaranteed Service has the tools and expertise. They'll inspect your main line with a camera for only $77. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or online at GuaranteedService.com.
Take control of your information flow. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sign up for app alerts and get instant notifications on breaking news, weather emergencies, and traffic delays to stay connected to what matters to you most.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather for the upcoming holiday weekend. In general, I still like what I see. After we dry out tonight, we will have to contend with some wind, and there is one pesky shower chance coming up on Saturday. So showers, our current batch, will end this evening as things shift offshore, then clearing skies and the wind kicks up overnight. Low temperatures in the chilly upper 30s. Tomorrow, turning sunny and dry, but wind gusts over 30 miles an hour, definitely noticeable. High temperatures tomorrow, lower to mid-50s. Not bad. Saturday, clouds and sun with a chance of an afternoon or evening shower. Highs in the mid-50s. And then Easter Sunday, looking really good. Warmest day of the week, partly sunny and dry. High temperatures push into the 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Belvedere, it's 45. Old Bridge, 48. Burlington, 50. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by At Home Recreation, now offering 36-month 0% finance with payments as low as $73 per month on your new swimming pool package. They're also offering 33% off their regular pool prices and save 20% off installation price. Visit athomerecreation.com.